Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. We're going to be sharing music with you today that I think you're really going to enjoy. But before we start playing any of that, I would like for you to meet a very special young lady whose name is Shatar Shapira, and it's a very unique name. I met her last fall, and I want to welcome you to the show, Shatar.
Thank you, Donna. Thank you for having me.
You know, you are a young lady that has so many talents, and your career is going into an incredible patterning. You have done commercials. You have been in television series. You've been in movies. You have a phenomenal 5-octave voice. Vocal range is amazing, obviously, with 5 octaves. You are knowledgeable about 5 different languages, and you have also illustrated children's books. I mean, what do you do in your spare time? Play peanuts? Oh, gee whiz.
Travel. Spare travel. Time traveling is fun, yes.
You know, we have so many people who listen to the show. Hello, we're having some technical challenges here, but we're going to get past them. Shapira, when I'm watching people on television, I know so many of my listeners do the same thing. They watch somebody, maybe like yourself, and go, gee whiz, I wish I could do that same, have that same kind of magical life. But what people don't realize is there's a lot of hard work. When did you, or when was it recognized, first of all, that you had this singing voice that has created a career for you that's just been wonderful? How did you find that this was the path that you wanted to follow?
You are so right. This career, as with any career, does take a lot of hard work. And mine started when I was 5. I had the opportunity to perform a poem called The Creation at my church. And before doing the poem in front of an audience, I consulted my godmother, who was an actor and a director, about how this whole thing works. And even at 5, she made sure that I did all of the character preparation that was necessary, which meant researching the writer, finding out what their motivation was, who else performed this poem, and what their presentation involved, how I can make this unique, and to do it all from memory. So even at 5, she didn't give me any breaks, but I must say that helped me to prepare for some of the most complex roles, even now as an adult. I've played a wide variety of roles, and I do the same preparation for each, even now.
Now, what kind of roles have you played? I know you've been in Boston Legal, you've been in CSI recently, and some others. But what are the variances with roles?
Many people are familiar with me as a character from 2 popular MTV shows. I also had the opportunity to play a poker dealer in the movie High Roller, starring Michael Imperioli of The Sopranos and Steve Shripa of The Sopranos. And in one of the scenes, Michael Imperioli comes to sit at my poker table, and he begins to insult the other members of the table who are playing the game. So I have to ask him to calm down, and then he tells me, you know, to keep my thoughts to myself, and then he throws the cards in my face. and security has to drag him out. And after we filmed the scene, we received a standing ovation on set because it was so full of energy and vibrance, and it was just a shocking scene. It was great. So even when the show premiered, when the film premiered, people in the audience were, you know, still cheering from just the shock of this particular role. So that was a poker dealer on Boston Legal. I played an inmate. So you just have to be prepared to, you know, change your hairstyle, change your makeup, and also pull from somewhere very deep within to have the chops to play the role and make it believable and to make it so that it affects the audience in a way that moves them.
There are various people that I've interviewed through the years that I've done my show, and one of the primary points, and you just mentioned it, is that when you are going to become an actor, there is that recognition that you have a little bit of everybody inside of you. And even if your life experience has not taken you down a particular role, you can make a point of identification. And I think that there are so many very, very famous actors. I think of De Niro. I think of Anthony Hopkins. I think of just so many different persons, male and female, that have done roles. They are truly character actors. And you just sit there aghast because maybe you saw them in one movie and they were a tame person, and then in the next movie they're horrifically, absolutely obnoxious, and you just hate them. It's a talent. It's really something that is difficult many times to come across because in acting, so often typecasting is what was stated that was known, and that's not the case in the movie system today so much. I don't know that there is that much typecasting per se that goes on. You know, you think of John Wayne. I mean, John Wayne was John Wayne, no matter what movie he played in. But you have
a hero.
Yeah, a hero, and he had the stance, and he walked a certain way, you know, and he had a certain accent that he did, and all of that. With, no matter what he played, that's just, it was just it. You knew that's who you were going to get. Then you have people like Loretta Young. You have others that are very famous actresses that have just done, I think it's Sigourney Weaver and the things that she's done and all kinds of different roles. It's been amazing. I mean, they have to be very eclectic.
Yes, and I do enjoy Sigourney Weaver as an actress. I especially enjoyed her role in Avatar.
Yes, but boy, with the aliens, I'm telling
you.
Yes, oh boy.
And aliens, of course.
Yes, I mean, wee. Now, with you, when you are looking at what is going on in your life and you are seeing objectives, you have illustrated a children's book, you have been singing and performing on various levels since you were five. What has been the biggest challenge for you as a person when you look at what you've done and what where you're going? What has been that biggest challenge?
I can share that the biggest challenge for me has been personal, and it also affects the professional arena because as a child, I had to overcome childhood blindness. I used to wear an eye patch, and I had two eye surgeries and many, many strenuous eye exercises just to preserve the sight that I did have. So that was a major challenge for me, getting through school, sometimes using books with extra large type. And even now on set, as you know, it's a very visual medium. So whatever mm-hmm. the camera is seeing, the audience sees it too. So even now, I still deal with vision issues. And my eye, if I get really sleepy, my eye may wander, and I have to focus to keep it centered. So that has been one of the greatest challenges.
Thank you. Again, we're having a few technical problems here. I so appreciate what you have just shared, because too many times when people look at someone who is in a very substantial public presence, as you are when you are an actor, a performer, it's very difficult for them to recognize that you have challenges that you go through. And I really think that this is something that's very, very important, because we all have challenges of our own, and for you to deal with this even on a daily basis now, especially if you're fatigued, I think it's really something. Now, I know we've got track number one set up on your music. You have a CD that's called So VIP, and I'd love for my audience to know about what it is that you do with music. So we're going to do a minute off of track number one, and it's titled Missing You. So, Doug, go ahead and let's play that. And Shapiro, when we come back, we will be talking further with you about you, your experience, and what you've got next on your agenda. Donna Siebel here. You've been listening to Missing You, part of the new CD that Shatar Sapira has put together. Shatar, you have a nickname which just absolutely tickles me no end. It's Hottie.
Yes.
How did you get that nickname, Hottie?
I went on an audition for an MTV network show, and I was selected to participate. And all of the participants, there were 20 competitors, each of them were received a nickname, and I was given the nickname Hottie. So I said, okay, I'll take the nickname and just run with it.
Well, I know that it's a fun nickname. And what is the most unusual interaction with a fan you have ever had because of that nickname?
People will write on, sometimes if I meet them, for instance, I recently went to a film premiere and they asked my name and saw my card, and the nickname is, it's on my business card, and they said, oh, and yes, you are. And I just said, thank you. You know, but they had many nicknames on the show. But I feel like I got one of the best ones.
Well, I agree. Now, the music, Missing You. Did you write the lyrics to all of the music on your CD, So VIP?
I did. I wrote all of the lyrics, and Missing You is a very touching song, because I know that everyone can relate to those lyrics, from when they are a small child and they go to school, or they may miss their parents while they're at work, to an adult whose loved one may be overseas or across the country. I know it's something that everyone can relate to, and I felt it was important to put it in a song.
Well, I want to play another track of yours. It's track number 2. It's called Hush, Little Baby, and we'll find out the story about that when we come back. So, Doug, go ahead and play that one.
VIP.
This is Donna. I'm back with Hucky, as her nickname is. We're playing So VIP. When you put this one together, what stimulated the lyrics for Hush, Little Baby?
For Hush, Little Baby, it seems as if many people are going through what they might consider to be a challenge. Some days are better than others. Some days they have really great days. And then some days are not as easy. So I wrote this song to soothe them, people of all ages, so that they can relax, to know everything is going to be okay.
You have been associated with some very, very powerful people, prominent people. You're a young woman that has aspirations. When you're looking at what you have accomplished so far, what is it that you really feel that what you're doing is all about? Where is it that you want to see yourself in the bigger picture?
I have to confess that the motivation for me to do this entire entertainment career is because I want people, listeners, viewers, the audience, people who are watching the screen, to be moved and to be motivated to know that they can achieve their goal. They can actually live their dream, regardless of what their field is, whether it's in medicine or if they decide to go into law or teaching. I hope that they are inspired by the steps that I've taken with my career, specifically in entertainment and giving back to the community, to say, well, if she can do it, I can do it. Or, hey, okay, maybe I can actually go ahead and go back to school, finish my degree, whatever it is, so that they have the self-confidence and the stimulation to go for that goal and actually live that dream. They deserve to do it. And so that's why I do it. And I hope that people are inspired when they watch or listen to the things that I'm doing.
Now, track number 6 is a piece of music, and I wasn't able to find the title for track number 6. What is that song all about? It's drums. It is absolutely dynamic. What is the motivation about that piece of music?
This song is, if it's the one I'm thinking, it's called Goody Goody. And there's a quick music video of it, actually, about someone who is sitting at their desk and they are feeling that they have to maintain a particular face for the outside world. But then when they get home and they have a chance to just literally let their hair down and relax, That's where they have a chance to dance to the music and have fun. But then the video goes back and it ends with them back at their desk typing and kind of sighing like, okay, I was able to have fun. Now I'm back doing this thing.
Well, let's play track number 6. And I know that our engineer is there. So if you will, let's just pick that up, put it on, and we'll hear about Goody Goody. This is Donna. Okay, we had Goody Goody. When you are looking at your career, when you're looking right now at where you are, what is a goal you have in front for yourself?
To continue to do lead roles in movies, TV, and to continue to write, produce, and sing music that moves people. I really enjoy working on set, but I love bringing life to roles, to characters that affect people's lives. Like, for instance, you were saying Anthony Hopkins plays some very memorable characters. John Wayne plays very memorable characters. The characters that I like to play and that I hope to continue to play are those that move the audience, so they're affected by it.
Now, when you're looking at the entertainment industry overall, and we may have some listeners who are of that desire and aspiration to be a part of the entertainment field, and they say, I'm trying to get in. It is so difficult. If I want to be an actor, an actress, what do I do? What would you recommend? This is a tough industry.
Yes,
and
it is.
And with the economic situation that we've had, there's a lot of people that have shaved people up. What would you say to someone that wants to get into the industry?
I would say, number one, know what your morals and values are and do not compromise them for this industry or any industry. So that would be the very, very first thing, that they know what types of roles they're comfortable playing and that they play those. The second thing is to be diligent. There are casting notices for hundreds of productions going on every single day. So just to be diligent about knowing which casting directors are casting your type, what shows they work on, what films they work on, to constantly audition, because the more casting directors see you, the better. And to make friends with the people that are in your acting class, because sometimes that's the best way to secure roles for yourself. For example,
please finish.
I recently had the opportunity to work on Cindy Targo's panel at UCLA of a program, and I was requested to put together a panel for a major television conference, the Reality Rocks Expo, this spring, and three of the panelists from that first panel will be on this panel. So it's important to network, continue to make friends, because that sometimes is where the greatest opportunities come from.
You've made a very, very good point, because it has been my observation that those people that have work in the industry constantly do that connecting. And many times they'll be in little theater, or they'll volunteer at colleges. They may even have something else. You know, I think of Mel Gibson. Wasn't he the one that was a carpenter for so many years until his career took off? It's just amazing sometimes what we have to do until we get where we really want to be. What would you say to someone that would say, I've worked hard, I've spent so many years doing this, and I'm still not where I want to be. It's just not happening for me. I think of a woman that I knew who acted in New York. She was on stage frequently. She wanted to be a leading lady that never, ever came into play for her. She moves to California. She's having a terrible time because it's a whole different genre. It's a whole different environment. She ends up being in theater, but never, ever getting the leading roles. And yet I heard someone say recently that she was just an absolutely outstanding actress, that she has been getting roles that were very dynamic and very, very difficult to play. And she was doing them extremely well, getting great reviews. And this woman had been involved in the entertainment industry since she was a teenager, and now she is a woman in her 50s getting these character roles. What would you say to someone that gets discouraged, that really they're never going to be that leading star? How can they still be a part of the industry and feel fulfilled?
Yes, exactly. That is, you just mentioned the key. Fulfillment is so, so important. I would say that people have to be fulfilled in the process. They genuinely have to enjoy the process of playing the roles, of being on stage, and the enjoyment that they receive is key. I would also say to identify specifically what their goal is, if their goal is fame, or if their goal is to achieve a certain status of wealth, or what their specific goal is, and then to go specifically for that. If they know what their character type is, to continue to pursue productions that would highlight that character type as the lead.
Interesting.
And then the second thing I would say, just growing up in the audience and, you know, watching people on stage, that she never knows whose life she's touched by doing these roles. And she may not know until she talks to them later, and they'll say, you know, by the way, I really enjoyed your character. It affected my life in such a way that it just made a difference, and it changed my life. And so you never know, but every single person is affecting everyone around them every single day. So the work that they're doing is very worthwhile.
You talked about acting classes. How does one choose acting classes? There are so many different people. There are so many different ways of acting. There's method acting. There's all kinds of things. How would you, or do you say just go for it? Just go in and be a part of it. Don't worry about if it's absolutely correct for you. Just step in and try it out. See how it feels. Is there any way that someone can evaluate? Because some of this is very expensive, and it takes dedication.
You are so right. The cost is sometimes quite high. So because of that, I would say to be wise. You have the opportunity and access to the internet where you can see what this particular acting teacher teaches, what their method is. But one thing I like to do is I watch the award shows, and I see which actors are winning Oscars and Screen Actors Guild awards for their moving performances. And I look and see, hey, who's their coach, or where did they train? And that is where I go.
Mm-hmm. Very good advice. Well, before we go, because I know our time is almost done, what I wanted to do was mention that you have got a number of ways that people can reach you. You can be reached at shatar.com, S-C-H-A-T-A-R.com. You are a speaker as well, and you're listed with CelebritySpeakersEntertainment.com. You're on YouTube, and you look up Shatar Sapira, and that's S-C-H-A-T-A-R-S-A-P-P-H-I-R-A. She's on Facebook. You can find her there. And Twitter, my goodness. I mean, you're everywhere. And I just think that you're probably going to have an absolutely fascinating life. You have already. You've worked so very, very hard. And as we close out our interview, we're going to be playing track number 3. But I want to thank you so much, Hottie, for being with me today. It has been
absolutely
a delight. I apologize for the technical problems, but we got through those. And I wish you the very best in everything that you do. You're a wonderful example to others who have as much of a love for the industry as you do.
Thank you, and you are such an inspiration. Thank you so much for having me.
It's my pleasure. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to close out with her music, and then we'll be back after that with some other good things to share. Donna Sebo here. Don't forget to check out shatar.com, S-C-H-A-T-A-R, lovingly called Hottie by her fans. I think you'll enjoy all of the information there. And check out her music, So VIP. Okay, track number 3, we're going to hear VIP. We'll be right back.
Hush, little baby, don't you cry. Mama's gonna buy you a mockingbird. If that mockingbird don't sing, Mama's gonna buy you a diamond ring. If that diamond ring don't shine, Mama's gonna sing you a lullaby. Hush, little baby, don't you cry. Everything will be alright. Don't you worry, don't worry.
This is Rio, host of the Hooked on Raw radio show on rawenergyradio.com. If you're interested in the raw and living food lifestyle, along with the real story of what's happening to our health freedoms, and you don't mind a little controversy, listen to my radio show and podcasts on rawenergyradio.com. Each week, we interview guests and cover topics you won't hear on mainstream radio. Get informed, healthy, and involved. rawenergyradio.com.
It's time to get your glow on at the Northwest Women's Show, a show that's all about you. 400 exhibits, 4 entertainment stages, fascinating seminars, and best of all, shopping, shopping, shopping. New this year is the Glow Experience. 5 fun and easy steps to help you make the most of your time at the show. Meet Terry Haas from HGTV's Design to Sell. Polly Klein, famous animal communicator. Dance diva Chris Linares, who will help you unleash all the power you need to dance your own dance. Plus fun and trendy fashion shows from JCPenney, favorite authors Anne and Leslie Rule. And they're back! Seattle's hottest firefighters. Bring your mom, your daughter, your sister, your friends. The Northwest Women's Show, sponsored by Drugstore.com, American Family Insurance, BECU, Como TV, Beauty.com, and Green Smoke. It's electric. Get your glow on at Questfield Event Center March 4th through 6th. The Northwest Women's Show, it's such a girl thing. For show information, go to nwwomenshow.com.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. Telephone lines are now open. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat at 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Well, I hope you enjoyed Shapira's beautiful, beautiful music. She's a lovely vocalist and a young woman whose career, I think, is going to span many different levels, and I look forward to watching her grow, as one would say. And again, if you want to call in and chat with me, the telephone number to call in to is 888-815-9756. Now, you heard the ad for the Northwest Women's Show. Well, it's coming up, and on March 4th, I'm going to be hosting a woman's forum, and I'm going to be presenting six women who are going to be wonderful speakers. The first hour that we'll have will be about health and wellness. The second hour is going to be about animals, and the third is going to be about the law, protecting women, domestic violence, and children. So I know you've got the information there. If you're in the Pacific Northwest, I hope you'll join me. And then, of course, I'm speaking on Saturday and Sunday, The Psychic Mind and You. Donna Sebo here. I know we've got a caller on the line. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling in from?
First initial A, and I'm calling in from San Jose, California.
San Jose. Hope the sun is shining down where you are. We sure would like a little bit more of that up here.
It is nice and shiny, partially shiny and partially rain.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I know the rain is something you can use. That's not a bad thing. All right, A, let's get down to business with you right off the bat. The first thing I'm looking at is the word frustration. It's like it's in foot-high letters in my mind, with the very first letter being colored quite darkly, saying, I am really weary of not being able to break away and break loose from an established pattern. Give yourself another 2 to 6 weeks. Don't worry about it, because you're going to make the break as you want to make. But there are extenuating circumstances over which you have no control, and that is the dilemma. So often we wish we could control everything. I'm sorry, but it doesn't work out that way. Life happens, and you're going to find yourself really feeling like you're on a roll starting in the month of March. So it appears that the first quarter of the year is more of a challenging patterning for you than not. So I just want you to have a little bit more faith on keep doing what you need to do, take care of the small stuff, and the bigger details are going to come into play. Now, there is an economic picture that you are concerned with, and I would say I understand that, and you should be thoughtful. But I want you to have, again, a little bit more trust and faith and keep on doing what you know you need to do for yourself. And you are going to find some additional educational processes you will be very much involved with. And because of that, you're going to be able to move forward. So I think that this is extremely important for you to do. And you just have patience and do your due diligence, and March is going to suddenly come alive with the kind of activities that we really want. What's on your mind today? What would you like to ask me?
Well, I've had some health issues in the last 4 years. Make the story short, I've had a total of 7 surgeries.
Oh, my goodness.
My doctor has just recently recommended for me to go through one more round of surgeries, but I'm hoping this is my last round of surgeries, and that's why I'm because I need some direction. I'm kind of, do I do it? Do I not do it? The last surgery I had, I almost died. I went into septic shock. And so I have some fears there and some, you know, I'm kind of hesitant about it. I know that it may be something that in the long run it's something that I need to have done, but I have hesitation because of it. The decisions that I'm making are the right decisions, and that's why I'm seeking your help.
All right. I'm not a doctor. What I am getting in mind is that there are some options regarding whatever the situation is that you have had to deal with, requiring as many surgeries as you've had. You need to ask the assistance of someone that knows how to do some research on some various treatments, therapies, and I'm not talking about woo-woo stuff. I'm talking about actual applications, one of which has to do with a particular process done by, I'm seeing 1, 2, 3, 4 different physicians in there in Europe. And you need to be able to find out what it is that you would have an option with without knowing what your options are. You have a reason to be concerned because your immune system has very definitely been affected. So the recuperation process is really the biggest hurdle that you have to go through. Because every time there is a surgery, the body goes into trauma. It's just a natural thing. It's just what happens. So it is recuperating from that trauma that puts the tremendous stress, and then the medications that are used, the combination of the variables create the additional trauma. So the trauma, in my mind, it's like I'm looking at just a stockpile. So there is a need to be thoughtful here, and I believe there is another option, but you would be wise if you could work with someone who has experience in doing research on medical procedures and alternative methods that's got a background in this. Maybe it would be someone at a university or, maybe a medical student that you could find out about that could assist you with it, because they will be far more efficient at it than you would be. Not that you couldn't do it, but I really think that there is something in Europe that would be done that would give you an option that perhaps you would be more comfortable with.
Okay.
I hope that makes sense to you.
No, that makes a lot of sense to me. Thank you very much. And as far as finances and stuff like that, my husband and I have our business, and me being down, depending on the option that I go with, I just want to make sure that our finances look a little brighter than they have been in the last couple of years, because we have had some challenges with our finances and in our business as well.
Well, just be realistic, dear. When you have someone in the family that has gone through the tremendous challenges you've gone through, that's very draining, number one. And number two, a good approach for you and your husband to take is to say, how can we, with our business, train or teach individuals to pick up the slack? Because if you should be going through another surgery eventually, even if you don't, if you went through another treatment of some kind, then you are not going to be up to par. So there needs to be someone that can be trained, maybe even as many as two people, to fill the void that would be there so that your husband would feel like he has some support that he needs.
Okay.
Because then I think there will be a better support for the business.
Oh, that's wonderful. You just confirmed so many things for me that have been on my mind that I've been kind of thinking of doing that. I'm thinking of bringing some help out from South America, some relatives that are willing to help if I do decide to go through the surgery. And it really confirms the decisions that I need to make, because I was kind of hesitant. Do I do it? Do I not do it? My husband needs a clear peace of mind while I'm going through this process, same as I. My boss confirmed today that they will have somebody that will also help out in the event that I do go out. And so you've confirmed and given me a lot of peace of mind.
Let me make a suggestion. I know it may sound like a good idea bringing in family members. I wouldn't encourage it. I'd look at something when you're doing training. Be wise here, because it's sometimes not as easy to be disciplined with people that you're related to.
Yes.
When you're looking at someone that you're going to want to bring in to be part of your working team, you want to evaluate them relative to their capabilities, not because they're a relative. Don't go there.
Okay.
That's not good sense.
Okay.
That's not good business.
Okay.
You want to get that person that would be the most qualified to be that student.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. You've been very helpful.
Wonderful.
And you've answered all my questions and concerns I had.
Well, thank you, A. And if ever you wanted to reach me for a private consultation, all you'd have to do is call my 800 number and you'd be able to do so.
Okay, I will do that. Thank you so much. And you guys
have
a wonderful day and enjoy the rest of your show.
Thank you so much, dear. Thank you for listening in. Tell your friends about it. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break and we'll be back in just a moment. And if you want to call in and chat with me, the number is 888-815-9756. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right?